A panel of federal appeals court judges has ordered parts of North Carolina's voting law changes passed by Republican lawmakers last year be put on hold for this November's elections. The judges, in a 2-1 ruling, said implementing the changes this November would cause irreparable harm to African-American voters. Joining us for his perspective on this decision is Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer. And to be clear, the law itself has not been struck down. Just some parts of it are being put on hold. They include the provision ending same-day registration and the one not allowing votes cast in wrong precincts to be counted. With these provisions on hold, how will it affect the election this fall?
Well, I certainly think that the judges recognize that any decision that they made could have an impact on the election. I think what they did was recognize that the two least impactful provisions, the issue of same-day registration and the issue of out-of-precinct ballots, certainly minimizes the impact on this election. If they had gone about and changed the number of days, that would have created a great amount of chaos for the state and for counties who administer the election process. And in fact, the dissent, one of the judges who dissented, recognized that any change at this late date with 5 weeks to go, the voter guides have already been mailed out, people are receiving that information, is going to have an impact. So it will be interesting to see if the Supreme Court recognizes that and puts a hold on allowing these two provisions to continue forward.
Well, a planned reduction in the number of days during the early voting period has been upheld by the panel.
Right.
And you kind of alluded to what kind of effect that may have on the election. Is it really any advantage to any of the parties?
It actually is. Back in 2008, when Democrats really used early voting to propel Barack Obama to win this state, and then in 2012, when Republicans also learned their lesson and used it to their advantage, it actually is much more of the partisans who tend to show up than unaffiliated voters. And generally, what we saw in presidential years was that the turnout in terms of the number of votes cast, about 56% of all the votes cast came before Election Day in presidential elections. Now, in 2010, that number dropped considerably down to about a third. So it will be interesting to see the strategy and the dynamics for both campaigns, particularly for Tillis and Hagan, as to how they're going to use early voting to their advantage.
But it looks from what you're saying, that early voting is a popular choice.
North Carolinians have loved early voting, particularly in presidential years. There's almost, greater lines for early voting than there are on Election Day in some polling areas. And certainly the campaigns have utilized this rule of the game to their advantage to basically bank some early reliable votes potentially on their behalf and develop a strategy to focus on Election Day. But it is, by all accounts, very popular here in North Carolina.
Something else I want to make sure is clear. The decision from the Court of Appeals panel yesterday did not touch on the voter ID requirements in the law, correct?
Correct, yes. And that actually will not go into effect until 2016. And the Justice Department is challenging that component. So that's something that we have to wait for. That's one of the cornerstones of the challenges to all of these laws that were passed by the Republicans in the General Assembly and signed by Governor McCrory.
And it's a good time to mention that a full hearing on the legality of the entire law is slated for sometime next year, correct?
Correct, yes.
Well, obviously the state is not happy with the ruling yesterday. It's appealing the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court, as you said. Is that going to do any good at this point? I mean, aren't we too close to Election Day for the court to make a decision?
We are really getting down to the wire here. I would look at a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court regarding changes to Ohio's early voting days that they basically said, no, those changes can go through. It was a reduction in early voting days in Ohio. Those had been challenged. A lower court had upheld that challenge and said, Ohio has to allow all of these early voting days. Supreme Court stepped in and said, no, it's too close to the election. We're going to deny that challenge and let the law stand as is. Now, these are different facts between Ohio and North Carolina, but I would not be surprised if the U.S. Supreme Court steps in fairly quickly.
And in just the little bit amount of time we have left, were you surprised by the appeals court decision?
I was, in terms of the tone in regards to how they see these laws and North Carolina's past history of discrimination in terms of voting. I think that will be one of the key arguments going up to the full challenge by the to the U.S. Supreme Court by the litigants in this case.
That's Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer. He's also the man behind WFAE's political blog, The Party Line. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.